This show is brought to you by Constant Contact. If you're looking to create interactive content that drives engagement from your customers, no one makes it easier for small businesses to get big email response than Constant Contact. Email is still king in connecting with your current and prospective customers. Unlike other solutions, Constant Contact has a smooth drag-and-drop design, real-time formatting, and professional-looking templates, which provide the most simplified editing experience possible. See how you can be a marketer with a free trial at constantcontact.com/podcast. Welcome to episode 463 and our favorite legend, Zig Ziglar. Today, he brings us a message on you getting to your full potential. How? By getting outside of your world of you, my world of me, and looking to others, caring for them, being the bigger person. The result? You get your superpower. You get your just rewards. You up your performance. It's not rocket science. You'd think it was common sense, but it's just not that common these days. Listen in to Zig, then we break it down for easy digestion so you can take action and truly inspire your true performance.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. You cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. If you can't take a huge step to begin with, take as big a step as you can, but take it now. That's the key. Take it now.
You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.
Today's a brand new day, and it's yours.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host of The Ziglar Show, Kevin Miller. Today, Zig talks to us again about the power of personal relationships and specifically the benefit to ourselves when we love others. Did you catch that? Not just the benefit to others when we proactively act in loving ways to them, but the benefit first and maybe most to us. We'll get into this more. Three quick things before we get started. As always, thanks for sharing the shows with others. As we look at our ever-increasing download numbers, the number one reason is you're sharing the shows. We don't advertise or market in any way. It only comes from you. So thank you. And when you hear a show that you believe would benefit someone, you know, please do share it. An easy way is just to give them our show website at zigshow.com. Short and simple, zigshow.com. We have the shows there. You can listen to them. You can connect with iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. And the show notes are there as well. Number two, what are you doing June 19th through the 23rd this year, 2017? How would you like to join me in Plano, Texas, just outside of Dallas, at the Ziglar headquarters for the Ziglar Legacy Certification course? Life-changing event, folks. Zig's longtime assistant and pillar at Ziglar, Lori Majors, told me this morning that we can invite, I can invite 10 people, as that's all the room that is left. So 10 people who want to make a big investment in their lives and legacies, this is for you. If you'll go check out the details at ZieglerCertified.com, you can apply there. It literally takes an application and background check to get accepted. This is a very limited and dramatically powerful opportunity and event. In your application, tell them that you came from the Ziegler podcast audience. For the group that comes that cites the Ziegler show specifically, I have an extra gathering planned just for us. All right, so ZieglerCertified.com. Go there and check it out. And third thing, I am talking to you, as always, as I stand at my Veridesk. You know I'm a believer, as I'm the beneficiary of using it the past 2 years, as are 90% of all Fortune 500 companies, where you can now find a Veridesk on their desks. Why? Research just continues to grow, but the cliche they use, or the statement they use that really hits home, is that sitting is the new smoking. But people who stand more and sit less say their back feels better and they're more productive. And I can testify to that. Veridesk is crafted to last a lifetime. Its height is adjustable. There's no assembly. All the details are at veridesk.com/podcast. That's veridesk.com/podcast. Join the movement. All right, folks, here then is Zig. We'll listen in for, I think, about 11 minutes, and then we'll dig into just a couple highlights.
My good friend Calvert Roberts from Phoenix, Arizona, says there are over 3 billion people on the face of this earth who go to bed hungry every night. But he said there are over 4 billion people on this earth who go to bed hungry every night for a word of appreciation, a word of encouragement, a compliment. Wouldn't it be a tragedy if one of those people was your wife or your husband, your mom or your dad, your brother or your sister, maybe the next door neighbor, maybe the person you work with every day, good person, good man, good woman, been there years and years, but for whatever reason, the last few months, everything that individual touches had just literally gone sour. One word of encouragement might mean a tremendous difference in that individual's life. Encouragement, given hope, is one of the most powerful tools we have at building winning relationships. About 6 years ago, I was doing a tour of Australia. We were in Melbourne. During one of the breaks, a lady came up to me and she said, "Mr. Ziegler, I'm 32 years old. I have two little girls. They're 6 years old and 9 years old. I've been listening to your series on raising positive kids in a negative world." And she said, "Mr. Ziegler, let me tell you, my two little girls had every psychological problem known to man. They've reverted back to infantile behavior." And she said, "In your recording, the one I'm specifically referring to, you keep saying, 'Tell your kids that you love them.' If you don't tell them that you love them, they're going to grow up, get married, and have children, and then they won't tell their children they love them. Somebody's got to break the chain." "But Mr. Ziegler," she said, "I'm 32 years old. In my lifetime, I've never had a living, breathing human being say, 'I love you.' But it was weird." She said, "It seems that every time I put that particular tape on, it was always on that one specific spot, 'Tell your kids that you love them.'" And one night," she said, "we were sitting around in the den. I was seated on the sofa. My six-year-old was at my feet. My nine-year-old was across the room." And she said, "All of a sudden, I remembered." And she said, "I just literally blurted it out. 'Girls, I just want you to know I sure do love you.'" She said, "My six-year-old sprang up like she'd been on a spring. She threw her arms around my neck. She hugged me and kissed me and started crying. My nine-year-old immediately was across the room. She threw her arms around me and hugged me and kissed me. And by then, all three of us were crying. I don't know how long we cried. Might not have been but a couple of minutes. Might have been five or more minutes. All I know is that when we finished, we were totally and completely emotionally drained. And yet there was an exhilaration that we had never experienced before. My little girls and I determined that night that every morning and every night for the rest of our lives, when we were together, we would hug and kiss and tell each other how much we loved each other. But she said, you know, Mr. Ziegler, when I lay down that night, all of a sudden, that lifetime of bad habits and being negative started coming back in my mind. I had never been told myself. And she said, I was wondering, did what happened, was that just a blip on the screen of life? Or is it legitimately a hope that something can be done? Then all of a sudden she said, it hit me, I am the mother, I am the adult. It is my responsibility to take the action. And she said, I instinctively realized that you cannot make an overdraft on the bank of love all of your life and expect to bring the account up to date with one deposit, regardless of how big the deposit is. She said, I determined that come what may, the next morning I'd grab my little girls and I'd hug them and I'd kiss them and I'd tell them how much I loved them. And she said, Mr. Ziegler, I very quickly learned something. You can hug a dirty child. It's very difficult to hug a ramrod stiff girl. She said, that's the way they were the next morning. I'll tell you the truth, I was a little stiff too. But she said, I determined to keep it up. She said it took us 2 weeks before we ever started feeling relaxed and having a natural feeling for it. She said in about a month, we started adding a hug when we just bumped into each other accidentally. She said, Mr. Ziegler, in about 60 days after we got started, over 90% of all of those psychological problems had completely disappeared. 2,000 years ago, a Jewish scholar wrote his relatives in Corinth a love letter. Some say it's the most beautiful love letter ever written. He kind of wound it up by saying, love never fails. I believe he's right. Genuine love based on your interest in doing the right thing and the best thing for that other person. Now, please understand this. Sometimes you plant seeds that don't bring a harvest. That's part of life itself. Everybody that you're nice to are not necessarily going to be that nice to you. But that's their problem. It's not yours. And I'm convinced that over a period of time, when you persist in doing the right thing, that things are going to happen. Then, as I state in another recording, there's something tremendously exciting that happens when you go out of your way to be nice to other people. The brain produces a certain chemical. It's called serotonin. Now, serotonin hits the system full force at about 10 o'clock in the morning. Most people, however, start their day a little earlier than 10 o'clock in the morning. If you want to jumpstart it, unlike the government, you know, when the government talks about jumpstarting the economy, they're just telling us we're going to have to get out and push. But when you're, when you want to jumpstart the flow of that serotonin, what you do early in the morning is you do something nice for somebody else, as I've already said. And it literally activates that part that produces it. You feel better about yourself. Your image improves. You're energized as a direct result of it. Physiologically, things do happen. Now, this involves change. I love what my friend Ken Davis, who's a marvelous comedian, has to say. This young fellow is working at a restaurant or a store there, and he's ringing up sale after sale, you know, and the boss came along and said, well, how's it going? He said, well, it's going pretty good. I don't have trouble putting it in, and I don't have trouble getting it out. It's making the change that is the problem. Now, let me simply say that a lot of people hate to make changes. You get set in a way. And, one definition of insanity is to think you can keep on doing the same thing and somehow or another get different results, as we've already discussed. How do you build winning relationships? Well, you create the correct environment. For example, you get up 30 minutes earlier. That's a tremendous step towards creating the right environment in your home. And that is significant. Why get up 30 minutes early? Because when you start your day in a dead run and run all day and end your day in a dead run, you don't really have the inclination to be as nice to people as you otherwise would. A 30-minute earlier start where you can be a little more casual can make a great deal of difference. If you're married or if you have children, where you send them off with something positive, a hug and a kiss, and then you re-enter the day, re-enter the arrangement or the relationship in a positive way. You know, so many times kids come home from school and they start griping and complaining about what happened. In most cases, they learned it from mom and dad, because when they've been coming in from work all these years, they greet each other, you know, you can't believe what that idiot I worked for did today. Well, then say, you think that's a problem? Let me tell you about mine. And then we wonder why our kids are not all excited about going out and getting a job and going to work. Instead of doing that, make an absolute truce that when you get back together, it's going to be in a positive light. Husbands and wives, if it's the two of you, what happened to you today that's really exciting? Tell me about it. What was the best thing that happened? The kids come in and you say, well, what'd you learn today? Or what happened that was the most fun thing? Or what are you learning that I'd like to know about? In other words, make it positive. Then later that evening after dinner, when things are settled down, that's the time. I'm not advocating that you ignore the problem. The furthest thing I'm trying to do is say that. I'm saying delay serious discussion until after you've gotten back together. See, if the kids identify coming home as negative, they're going to go join a gang. If husbands and wife identify as coming back home as being a negative experience, that's when they start stopping off at the bar and doing other things. Let's create that environment that makes it true and makes it good.
There are three key issues Zig covers in that message that deserve a quick word, especially number one. We'll briefly hit them right after I thank ZipRecruiter as a sponsor of the show. As a business owner, the process of hiring new people is just not my personal favorite because it's usually so time-consuming, which is why I like ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter.com, I can post a job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. ZipRecruiter's handy website shows trending career fields, cities, and searches. I can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. I just post once and watch qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to my office. I can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. ZipRecruiter also has 9 million resumes I can search through in their database right off the bat, and I can add multiple people to my account to make it the most efficient way for my team to find the best hire. If I run into any issues, no worries. ZipRecruiter's friendly and human support staff is always there to help. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been featured on Forbes, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, The New York Times, TechCrunch, and CBS, and why it's been used by over 1 million businesses. So right now, Ziglar listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Also, Blue Apron. If you follow me on social media at all, you will find those links if you want to at agentkmiller.com. But you know I'm a big fan of Blue Apron. We now have a weekly meal from Blue Apron, and it's just a family cooking extravaganza. They have a family meal that feeds four, so we get two at a time since eight people is usually a minimum at my place. But Blue Apron's fresh, high-quality ingredients really make a difference, and I like to know where my food comes from. For less than 10 bucks a meal, Blue Apron delivers delicious quality food courtesy of over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. right to my door. Blue Apron has a freshness guarantee, so I can be sure that every ingredient in my delivery will arrive ready to cook. If not, they'll make it right. The produce I've received is always fresher than what I can get at the grocery store. It's no wonder they are the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Featured meals in April that I personally cooked with my family. Let's see if I can say these all without stumbling. Yellow tomato and Fontina pizza with cucumber and red leaf lettuce salad. Roasted cauliflower pitas with red leaf lettuce chickpea and feta salad. Sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice. That was awesome. Spiced cod tacos with mashed avocado and butter lettuce peanut salad. We had that two nights ago. It was a big hit. And, you know, for understanding there on some of those, we are a vegetarian family except for fish. So you missed out on hearing about the great meat recipes that they do have. But check out this week's menu and get your first three free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Ziglar. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals easily with Blue Apron. Again, that's blueapron.com/Ziglar. It's just a better way to cook. All right, so Zig tells that story of the mother and her girls who all had psychological problems and the journey through 60 days, at which point all their psychological problems were gone as a result of, in essence, you know, love, care. Well, it's interesting. So as I am reading this, about 2 hours ago, I had lunch with two doctors, doctors who are devoted to alternative care, where traditional medicine is primarily not actually healthcare, really. It's instead just illness and disease management and care of symptoms. These docs, though, that I work with, they work to get to root cause issues and help people actually become well again. And you'll be hearing much more about this in the coming months as a teaser. But these docs, anyways, were sharing how more and more physiological and psychological problems they are finding are a result of stress. And the primary culprit is often relational stress or job or money stress. Those are probably the three big ones. But I think relationships, it's got to be number one. One of the primary issues that they see and they talked about here at lunch was digestive issues. I mean, more and more people with whatever, heartburn, irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut, on and on, they are changing their diets, which is a great thing. They're taking supplements, also great, doing other things to make changes, you know, physiologically. But when it's stress causing the problem, having a perfect diet and more is not going to help much. So here in Zig's story, are kids having psychological problems? Was it that they didn't know they were loved, or they just didn't feel connected and accepted, or they just, what is it that they needed? We don't know. I mean, maybe, what could have happened? I mean, they could have been put on any number of pharmaceutical drugs, been put in different therapy groups, changed schools, changed their diet and surroundings, on and on and on. And yet what was needed, what was the solution? It was love. In the form of their mom, in essence, saying, I see you, I know you, I love you, I'm with you. You are worth me going out of my way to embrace and notice and commit to. I mean, the point for us is, how are we doing? And do we have healthy relationships? Or do we have, lack of encouragement and connection? And is it causing us harm? How is our work life? Is it fulfilling and peaceful or discouraging and stressful? How about our finances? Are they a source of worry or confidence? Or Zig's favorite focus, how is our self-image? I mean, these are all things that are affecting our brain, our mental well-being, that can then cause so many problems on down to these physiological issues or psychological issues. I mean, these are powerful things in our lives that seldom get any true attention and devotion. And then from that also, what are we doing to help others in their life in that area? What are we doing to help our family, our friends in the aspect of relationship? What are we doing to encourage and support and nurture and love them? Well, Zig made mention of our efforts to love others, that it may not always result in acceptance and positive results and success from those that we're trying to give love to. But what you're going to hear much more on in an upcoming show with social researcher and bestselling author Shanti Feldhahn is, much of the benefit of loving others is what it does to us. Not what it gets us from them, but what it does in and to us. It reprograms our brain and our perception of ourselves and others. And so I thought of it like this. Think like planting crops, okay? Planting crops by hand over the course of a month. Just vision it. You're out in a sunny, beautiful, bright green field, okay? Over the course of a month, every day, you dig up the soil, you hoe rows, you plant seeds, you water and fertilize the land. After that month's up, you feel you are tanned. You feel stronger. You are stronger. You feel healthier from the fresh air and exercise and inspiration of nature. And you actually are stronger. You're more at peace. You're more confident. With all that benefit, what if the crops don't actually grow? Who cares? And if they do, which of course chances are they're going to, it's icing on the cake. That's what we're hitting on here. That's what Zig is talking about. That's what you're going to hear from Shanti and a few shows from now, is that effort of doing, of giving love, of being nice, it transforms you. You're the primary beneficiary. Generally, it does create an outcome from the person you are steering it towards. But even if it doesn't, you are far ahead of the game. So much the essence of Zig's message.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin, airdoctorpro.com, promo code Kevin. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. Zig talked about the amazing things that happen to you, to us, when we go out of our way to be nice to other people. And then folks, the question that I have, and I think we talk about in the show with Shanti, is what is the downside? I mean, think of all the people you know in your life. This is a good exercise. Think of all the people you know in your life right now. Now think about how many of them you'd write down if you had to make a list of those who actually, I mean, you just know them as they are people who go out of their way to help other people. Now, the frustrating thing is there may not be a lot of people that come to mind. So think really hard, and hopefully there is somebody. And how do you view them? How does it affect them? Is it anything negative that comes out of it? Because I doubt that there is. Chances are they are more joyful than the other people that you know. They're more at peace. They get more opportunities and favor and a host of other positive outcomes. So I'll leave you, me, us, with that question to ponder. What is the downside of being the type of person who habitually goes out of their way
to help other people. They're not all caught up in themselves. We're not all caught up in ourselves and our own little world and our needs. We are healthier than that. We're bigger than that. We are thinking beyond that, helping other people because we know what? It helps us first and foremost. Number two, then it helps them as well. Well, Zig also talks just about, and this is where we'll end, creating the environment for you to be able to love others and for there to be that in your life, love in your life. And he talks about the mornings, getting up to have time before you start running. Folks, I experienced this personally. I've struggled in past, even as close, I guess, to a year ago, where I have a wife who's a night owl and I have older kids at home who are staying up later and they want to talk and engage and converse. And I don't want to miss that. So I'm up with them, go to bed. But then I have little kids who are getting up early and I need to be up with them. And it doesn't leave much time for sleep. Sleep is just about more important than anything when you're talking about physiological and psychological health. And so just, I'm not one of those people that believes you can get 4 hours or 5 hours. Most of us need 8 hours of good sleep. And so I was not having to, I would wake up in the morning trying to suck the last bit of sleep that I can out of, still not having slept long enough, I know, but then get up and start running. It just wasn't working. Just was not working. Well, it kind of coincided with a couple of my older kids going to college and my other one is usually studying at night. And then my wife also started her doctorate. So she's usually working at night and it kind of freed up that, that guilt of feeling like I need to stay up late. I'm going to bed earlier now and I get up earlier now too. Usually 5:15 or so I'll get up. And I have this precious time that at first felt like, oh my gosh, but real quick now, I look forward to it. I get up and I have my time. I have some time in the Word. I actually, as the show, I forgot what number, I didn't go look at it before I recorded this, from Bob Bodine, where he talked about Two Chairs, a book that apparently is just really doing well right now. I get up and I get to have my Two Chairs time with my Father in Heaven, or some devotion time. And I work out then too. I work out. I usually listen to Bible on tape, or sometimes I'll put some inspiring music on and I get my workout time. And at some point then I go in and I wake up the kids. Man, it is a world of difference. My dad, Dan Miller, 48days.com fame. He wrote 48 Days of the Work You Love, but he wrote a book early on called The Rudder of the Day, because this message right here was so important to him, that what we do in the mornings is the rudder for our day. Well, Zig here in the message is talking about just starting off with positives during the morning to get started. But then he also talks about it, let's talk about the end of the day when we come home from work, from school, from wherever, that again, we start with positives. We're so just naturally inclined to speak about the struggles of the day because we're feeling it. Folks, again, I'm here as your host of the famed Ziglar Show. I don't have all this stuff nailed. And at the end of the day, this is the deal though, the end of a great day that started off great, that continued great, that there's I'm right now in a season where there's so many opportunities that are incredible staring at me. And I'm engaged in them. I work feverishly out of joy. It's great. But oh my gosh, at the end of the day, I'm tired. And sometimes the frustration is, I just wanted to get more done. Or gosh, I got interrupted and I didn't get to do this great stuff. I mean, that's good, positive stuff, but it's really natural for me to want to go, oh my gosh, I'm tired, and I talk about some of the negative things. That is just my nature, admitted. And he talks about that it is our nature, and we tend to come together and we'll talk about that. Just don't. The influence it is on my kids is not good. And what it does inside of me is not good. Talk about the positives. Take a minute to share a highlight, a good thing, a positive thing. Let that be the flavoring for everybody. And then, but I appreciate this from Zig. He says it's not to stuff the negative stuff and not have an outlet for that, but just save it. Save it for later after that, and then authentically be able to share that as well. That's a beautiful thing, but that, guys, that is habit. That is unnatural. I really believe that is unnatural to our humanity, to our flesh, which to do that. It's a habit. It's something we're going to have to intentionally, proactively remember to do. It is countercultural, which at the core, folks, every show that you're going to hear whether we're talking about a Zig message, whether we're talking about a message from one of our interviewees, whether Tom Ziegler and I are doing a Q&A from questions you guys have, we are talking about being countercultural. This is not going with the flow. This is not being normal. This takes effort. This is the high road, all that stuff. But that's why you're here. That's why I'm here. We want more than the norm. We want more than the norm. That's why we're here listening. Thank you for being with me as we strive towards inspiring our true performance. Got a great interview coming up in next week's show. Can't wait to be with you in there.